Alumni Theater Company has always been a favorite of mine. It's because of the way they welcome so many students. That's kind of why it's called Alumni Theater Company. They come home. Some of them already are part of that home, but it ends up just being a fantastic spot for youth to practice the craft of acting and to enjoy themselves. And why am I explaining it when I've got three people in front of me that can do an even better job? And I'm going to turn it over. If you could just each introduce yourself, maybe indicate where you go to school, and if you've got any shout-outs, I'm already giving a shout-out to Bridget of Alumni Theater Company. If you have anybody you'd like to acknowledge, feel free.
My name is RJ Williams. I go to Westinghouse Arts Academy, and I want to shout out Imani, who's right beside me, one of my castmates. I also want to shout out my mom, who's waiting for me in the room.
Hi, my name is Imani Green, and I go to Environmental Charter School. I'd also like to shout out RJ and Miss Jelena. They're really, like, supportive. And I would also like to shout out my mom and my stepdad, who's here today.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. I'm Jelena McLaren. I work at Alumni Theater. I wear a lot of hats, but I'm just excited to be here with these kids. The production, the rehearsals have been so wonderful to see snippets of. It's really, you know, if you've ever been in a rehearsal room, seeing the difference from day one to like, oh, we're opening in a week is such a inspiring thing. So I'm just super proud of both of them and the rest of the cast. They're doing so great.
Well, I am curious how each of you became actors. I think I'll start with you, Imani. Tell me kind of how, I was going to say the bug bit you, but it's more than a bug. When did you discover you had a passion for acting?
So I've always wanted to pursue something, and my friend who goes to Alumni Theater Company, she said that I should try it out. So I auditioned for it, and I figured whenever I went there, I was like really nervous, and I thought I was going to be out of place. But everyone was really supportive, and the experience was really thrilling, and I really liked everyone there. And whenever I like did my first show, it was like so fun and thrilling, and like I really, really liked it. Like, it was so cool, and I really found my passion.
Congratulations. I mean, it takes a lot of bravery, mm-hmm. I think, to do that, to put yourself out there in front of other people. I think about that a lot. I like right where I am. I'm sort of in front of other people, but in a kind of controlled way. To actually get on stage and also channel words that were written by somebody else. That takes a lot.
Right.
What about for you, RJ?
I actually didn't start acting until about a year ago. My first musical that I was ever in was my school did a production of the SpongeBob musical, and I got Larry the Lobster. And I just remember being in that environment. It was so thrilling, and I got to express myself in such a different way that I didn't really know that I could, you know, do. And so one of my castmates in SpongeBob, actually, he recommended that I try out for ATC, and I did. I did ATC Summer Intensive, and yeah, so I don't know, acting is always, or not always, I mean, I just, you know, kind of found it, but so far it's just been something that I've really grown a deep love and respect and understanding for.
Now, we're going to talk about Aquila and the Bee as a production in a few moments or so, but I'd like to talk about Alumni Theater Company and more about the experiences you've had, who you've met, who's helped you, things that maybe have surprised you about the environment there.
You
want to
go?
Okay. So, again, whenever I did my first show, I was very nervous. But Miss Bridget, the executive director, she really talked to me a lot, and we really grew together, and we had a close connection. And whenever Mr. Montez, the artistic director, whenever he first came about, I was like a little bit unsure about him because I didn't know him. But me doing Akilah and Abi, I feel like I've also grown closer to him because we've like really been working closer together. We've been emailing each other, and he's just really been a great help with me doing Akilah and Abi.
He is an amazing actor.
Really
if you're thinking about Mr. Montez Freeland, is that who it is? Yeah, I thought so.
Montez Freeland. He's also directing this play as well as being the artistic director of the company.
Yeah, I forgot that he was getting very active with Alumni Theater Company. What about for you, RJ?
I joined ATC because I never really got to work with a lot of people who looked like me. You know, I grew up in a very rural area.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Newcastle. So, but yeah, no one down there really, you know, I didn't really have an understanding of people, or people didn't have an understanding of me. And when I came down here, I was just really, really happy to find somewhere that I could actually, you know, put myself into and really just shine. And I think Miss Bridget and Mr. Montez, you know, meeting them was everyone at Alumni Theater Company, everyone is just so amazing, and they've really helped me kind of grow out of my shell. Even some of my castmates, like with Akilah, I've gotten, you know, so much good advice from like our older castmates that I never would have heard anywhere else, and it's helped me grow so much already. So.
Yeah, we have all three of our ensembles, you know, at Alumni Theater Company. We have both, we have a young artist ensemble, we have a teen ensemble, and we have a professional ensemble that is made up of adults. And in Akilah of the Bee, we have members of all three ensembles. And so it's a really lovely opportunity for mentorship and for folks to learn in this, like, safe sort of family communal environment. It's lovely to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's an important the company is known for welcoming black actors and producers and directors, mm-hmm. and it's important to have a space like that. And you, as you're listening, don't, regardless of your background, you should feel free to come to see the play. It's a welcoming environment. And let's mention the dates. It's a short run. It opens Friday mm-hmm. the 13th, this coming Friday, and then we'll run Saturday and Sunday. The theater is at 6601 Hamilton Avenue. Mm-hmm. Easy to get to. If you can get to the zoo, you can get to Hamilton Avenue in Homewood. Everybody thinks that's a tough drive.
It's right there.
Right off of Washington Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And now, Akilah and the Bee, I should know this better. Is it based on a tale?
It's based on a movie, a 2006 movie starring Kiki Palmer, Angela Bassett, and Lawrence Fishburne.
I really should know.
No, it's, you're good, you're good. And then it was adapted into a play, a stage play by Cheryl L. West, and the original screenplay was Doug Atchison. But this adaptation, you know, when Montez came to Alumni Theater Company, it was, he just like looked at us and knew that it was perfect for mm-hmm. ATC. And so we're just so excited to be working on it. And mm-hmm. these two have been doing such good work.
Thank you.
Can, without being too much of a spoiler, can you describe the basic plot?
So basically, Akilah is trying to overcome her fears, and she's trying to get confidence, and she's doing multiple spelling bees, and she's also trying to grow within her characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So is Akilah young?
Mm-hmm.
And so Akilah sort of is coming of age,
right.
And is looking to become the person.
Yeah.
Are you Akilah?
Yes, I am.
That's excellent. And RJ, who are you?
I play Dylan. I'm sort of the antagonist, or Akilah's bully.
That's very sweet here, but maybe not so sweet on stage.
What do you do to bully poor Akilah?
Oh, you know. I tease her a little bit. Mm. I'm a bit of a jerk. I'm a bit of a jerk. I'll just say that.
pulling her hair, making fun of her.
No, that's someone else's job.
they're competitors in the spelling bee, and Dylan really wants to win.
I was thinking, but it's a spelling bee. Mm-hmm. So you two are competing against each other.
Yeah, we're like rivals. Basically.
And now I'm remembering the movie a little bit better. That's really something. Are there other contestants?
There is.
So many.
But you two are probably the ones that kind of emerge. Mm-hmm. Are family members in the play as well?
Yes.
Yeah, the family plays a big part of it. You know, there's like some trouble in Akilah's family that she's coping with. So it's like it's a tale about resilience and grief and growth and relying on your community. The whole community around Akilah, as well as her family, is supporting her through this like coming of age moment.
Right.
That sounds like a great production.
Really
what's the age range that you think is appropriate? Would you say maybe 12 and up? Or?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I would say even a little younger. I might go as low as 10. Mm-hmm. I think that there are like a couple challenging themes. There's some like violence that has happened in Akilah's family that honestly, I think as long as a parent had a conversation with their kid about it, it could be fine to watch.
And what's the length?
Oh, the length, I think it's going to be about 2 hours with an intermission. I think so. You might know better than me.
Yeah. That's sometimes how people make their decisions to go, at least in terms of age. Will my son or daughter say?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
That long. It sounds like a really, really good story. Has the play changed the way, in terms of the subject matter of the play? It may be a little too early to ask this. I'm curious if it's changed your outlook on anything you experience, if that makes sense. The experiences, like RJ, I'll give you an example. I can't imagine you being a jerk in real life. from the moment you walked in here, I'm thinking, RJ, he's smiling. He seems like the kind of guy I'd like to hang out with. But yet you're having to play way off type. Does that cause you to look at people any differently? Or
In a way, it does. It causes me to look at myself a bit differently as well. I can relate to Dylan on a few things, and you know how he sees the world and how he sees other people. At first, whenever I got the character of Dylan, I was like, "Oh, okay, cool. I get to be a little mean." And then the work of actually acting that character out and playing someone came in, and I got to really analyze him and his life, and it gave me an understanding of him and people who might act the same way as Dylan. Some advice that one of my castmates gave me, Mr. Sheldon Ingram. He basically said that when you're acting, you are, you know, whether you're on stage or on TV, there's someone there who has lived that life that you're portraying. And so, you know, that just, you know, again, that made me have a whole different outlook on acting. Like, acting is so important. It's so important. And, you know, when he told me that, it really helped me look at myself in a way and be like, okay, I was a bit of a Dylan, you know. I was a bit of a Dylan a while ago. And, you know, it helped me kind of realize why I was like that, how I've grown, and how I can also let Dylan grow instead of making him this, you know, flat line, like one dimensional character.
That's incredible advice. And it sounds like Sheldon Ingram also gave you sensitivity to the audience, which is something I think a lot of folks miss that these days. Not so much actors, but it's really important. We're so solitary sometimes where an audience is a screen. You really need to know how you're reaching an audience. What about you, Imani? Any changes or differences in perspective as you've been taking on the role?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like Akilah is a very emotional person, and I feel like she sometimes takes that out on a lot of people. And I kind of relate to that because lately I've been, like, really emotional too. Like, you know, I've been getting in my feelings and everything. And, you know, sometimes I would probably take it out on someone, and Akilah is, like, trying to overcome that. And she's trying to, like, be confident about everything about herself. She's trying to move on from the past. She's trying to deal with grief. And I just really relate to that in a really big way.
What? Those are just amazing answers.
I know. I'm here to help, but they got it.
Yeah. So, Jelena, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
What do people need to know that we haven't been talking about in terms of showing up, in terms of... I know that Alumni Theater Company is very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to alumnitheatercompany.org mm-hmm. is the best way to get tickets.
Yeah, tickets are affordable. They're $25. We have a student price that's $15. We have a big parking lot just past the theater. So if you're worried about finding parking in this terrible tons of feet of snow, which has been stopping me from going out, there's a completely plowed parking lot that'll have tons and tons of room for you. And the only other thing I'll say is that the audience, you know, I've worked at a lot of theaters. I act myself outside of ATC, and the audiences at ATC are the most welcoming. Mm-hmm. Like the we really invite, you know, we don't stand on decorum. We don't need you to be like silent and mm-hmm. and super like this idea of respectful. We want you to hoot and holler. We want you to let us know that you're enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And that is at ATC, that is something that you will find, and you will find companionship and warmth in the audience as well as from the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm curious, we just have a few moments left, RJ and Imani.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Imani, you're in ninth grade, RJ, 11th mm-hmm. grade.
Yes.
Have you, I'm sure you've thought about life after high school, but are you heading in any direction now in terms of what you might want to do once you graduate?
Well, when I graduate, I'm currently kind of making like a list of schools that I want to apply to, things like that. I do know that I would really love to double major in journalism and acting. I think that there is that those two things correlate with each other. You're communicating something to someone. And after college, I really want to pursue acting as a career. It's, you know, affected my life for the better in so many ways, and I'd love to continue this.
Well,
definitely.
And I see you live in Penn Hills, not mm-hmm. too far away. If it's of interest, our Youth Media Center has programs in youth journalism mm-hmm. Where you can work with some great folks, and we'll make sure you get that information.
Awesome.
Coming here. And what about you, Imani? Have you thought much about what comes next?
So I was thinking about going to college and maybe majoring for theater. And I've also been thinking about doing real estate, because I've been thinking about being a real estate agent, because it has some, like, aspects of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know any real estate agents?
My principal has taught me that one of his old students were one, and I think that I'm probably going to reach out to him.
There, I know of at least one real estate agent who teaches at ECS, actually, who you've probably had, I believe. But I'll give that to you off the air rather than on the air. It's really wonderful to have all three of you here. Is there anything else any of you would like to say?
I will add, we do have a couple community partners for this show. We're going to do a spelling bee where we give away prizes during intermission for every show. And there will also be tabling in our lobby before and during intermission. There's Black Women for a Better Education, Civically, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and the Young Dreamers Bookstore. So there's so much happening that's with this show. There's like something for everyone, and we just love for folks to come out.
I'd want to be part of this. That would be fun.
But that's what we thought, right?
I'd want to be the. I'm sure you've got somebody to do it. Is it the spell master? Whoever gets
is it the pronouncer? Is that what the role is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some kids playing that in the play, but I think maybe Miss Bridget might be doing it.
Onomatopoeia.
Right.
Onomatopoeia. Use it in a sentence and all those tactics. Did either of you have to do spelling bees growing up? I never did.
No.
That's
funny. I never. The only spelling bees I've ever seen have been on in movies or on TV.
I was in so many growing up.
Really?
I was really good at it.
Oh. Yeah,
I lost that ability. Too much time with a cell phone and autocorrect just stripped the ability to spell from me.
Well, it's fine. I can still spell, but I can't type.
Oh,
so I'm really glad for autocorrect. I could not do it. Well, I'm really so happy to have you both here, RJ and Imani. RJ's kind of mean. Dylan, playing Dylan, and Imani typecast as the kind Akilah, I hope. And Jelita, thank you so much for being here. Learn more at alumnitheatercompany.org.